Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Samechei. The Gemara in this Daf concludes the discussion that we see in the previous two Mishnayos that Chatos does not require Havdolah, which means cutting both Simonim, and Oilo does require Havdolah, separating the head from the body, but cutting both Simonim according to Rashi. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he holds that you could do Havdolah even by Chatos. And the Gemara in Amud Beis goes on to explain how does Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon hold that you could do Havdolah by Chatos. So the Shem Yishmuel has a beautiful piece on this in Vayikra Yir Tafresh Ayin Hei. He says the following. What's the idea that Oilo you do Havdolah? So he says an unbelievable Yisoid. He said you should know that the Chazal call a bad Machshava Hiru Halev. The Oilo comes for Hiru Halev. Right? It's Hiru Halev. Lev means the heart. It's not the heart. The Chur Machshava comes for the mind. Should be Hiru Hamoyach. How does it say Lev? So it says in Shem Yishmuel, a person has many thoughts. And it's something which is very hard to control. Yishmuel doesn't have time on a person. It's only a new thought comes to his mind. Maybe it's a bad thought. The issue is when a person takes the bad thought and develops it and starts focusing on it. He starts having hirur. The machshav is in the mind. But the ear is the heart. The heart comes and explores what the mind just had. He brings the name of his father, the Avni Nezer, that says, it means to go and to explore what the heart just came up with. Heart means coming from the mind. Some idea, you explore it and you go through it. That's called Hiru Alev. This is, by the way, what I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal. There's a whole discussion. If a person has the Mishchanok and the Vilna Gaon argue, do you say Birkas HaTorah on Hiru? I mean, thinking and learning. So said Rav Moshe, it's clear, nobody says you say Birkas HaTorah on Machshava, just in a thought. It's only when you start to explore it in your mind, then it comes down to something which is close to Dibur. So continues the Shem Yishmuel and says, that's the idea of Mavdilim B'Oil HaSoif. When a person brings Oilo, that comes for Hiru Alev. What's the problem? That he took a Machshava, an idea in the mind, and he allowed it to go down to the heart and to explore it, and focus on it. What you need to do is you have to separate the machshava from the heart. You have to separate the mind from the heart. You have to go and take the bad thought in the mind, leave it up there, don't explore it. That's the idea that you cut off the head of the bird to say separate the head from the body. And he says also about behemoth is the same, just by behemoth you cannot cut both simonim. But he brings the mocker of the Gemara in Chulin that says that you don't do pshit, you don't skin off the head because the head is like it's said to be separated. And that's the same idea, the head is separated from the body. So that's dafka by oilo. But chatos doesn't come on Hiru Alev. Where does chatos come from? From a maise. A person does a bad maise. And the bad maise comes from shoygig. A person did a bad maise by mistake. So there the problem is the opposite. The problem is he did not allow his mind to connect well to his body. He should have had his mind focus and control his body and not allow him to go and do some mistake. So there the problem is that he over-separated the head from the body. So that's what Bechatos lo yavdil. You connect the head to the body, you leave it connected to come and say that the body needs to be connected to the head in this aspect. And just as Shem Yishmuel, one Nekuda to this, says there is a Chatos that you bring on Maisie too. There's a Chatos bring on Maisie, that's the Shavuos Haedus. That you do bring in mezit. Says that may be the reason blows up Rav Shimon that says that you could be mavdil even in chatas hoif. Because not every chatos is the idea that you want the head to connect to the body. Sometimes it comes from mezit, when then the issue is something else. So that's why there's another sheet that means there's some limbo over here. Does chatos must be not separated or not? But the idea, the concept behind it is what the Rishon Shmuel says. Oyla soif, the idea is it coming to hear a leave. Is it coming? The message is the head supposed to be separate from the body from that aspect. And the chatos is the head has to control the mice of the body. So that's why lo yavdil. Tvoy nifloim ad lemoid. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.